Good morning, people of God. How are you? Awesome. I just want you to know that I don't have much of a voice today. So, if I bomb out or during my sermon, I've got certain people that I'm going to point to possibly to finish things out. And I will be singing probably an octave lower today. I'm serious about that. So, we will see. We will see. Today we'll continue our, that's what he says, series. And today it is love your neighbor. No, it's love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. It's an easy text. That's a laugh line, by the way. Okay. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship with our confession and forgiveness. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Now let's take a moment for our reflection and self-examination at this time. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left done. We have not loved our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing our opening hymn.
I want to be. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Give us a share of your Spirit, and in all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Our reading this morning is from Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 21. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not pay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Know if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This morning we'll read responsibly Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. In your hands are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. You may be seated. Invite the kids to come up here at this time.
Good morning. Come on up. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Maisie and Natalie, Iris and Aubrey. Hey, Esme. Come on up here. Good morning. So, raise your hand if you go to school. Yeah, are you in school? Raise your hand if you go to, like, maybe daycare or a preschool. You do something like that, maybe? So we have lots of choices when we go to school, or we have lots of people that we see when we go to school, right? Yeah. How many of those people are your very best friends? How many do you think? Maybe, like, five? Maybe 10. You have some good friends, right?
Five
maybe. Five is a good number. How many of them can you maybe call them a bully? Do you know somebody like that at your school maybe that you would maybe think is kind of a bully? Do they do mean things? Do you know somebody at school who does mean things? Yeah, Maisie says, yeah, I think maybe I could think of someone. Sophie, do you think maybe you could think of someone? Well, you know what? People like that are in our lives all over, aren't they? Some people just do mean things, right? And sometimes we call them bullies, and sometimes we just say, "Yeah, they weren't very nice," right? Right. Like in second grade, when I was in second grade, I had the kid next to me stole my pencil. I don't think it was very nice. It wasn't very nice. But. Jesus says we have to love them too. So how many times does somebody like that bully, do something mean to you and then you went home and you prayed for them? Did you? You said you could think of somebody. Did you go home that day and at the end of the day you said a prayer for that person? Oh, Sophie says no, she didn't. Well, I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest. I did not say a prayer for that kid in second grade who stole my pencil. I didn't.
Me either.
I didn't. Because what do you want to do when somebody is mean to you? What do you want to do? Come on, Aubrey. What do you want to do? If somebody's mean to you, what do you want to do? Ignore them. Iris says, teach them a lesson. We'll talk
later. Figure out before you tell the teacher.
Sophie says, maybe tell the teacher.
Figure it out before.
She says, wait, maybe you need to figure it out before you tell the teacher.
Do it by yourself. And if he doesn't stop or her doesn't stop,
right.
Tell the teacher.
And then if they don't stop, then you could tell the teacher. You're right. That's an idea. Well, this is going to be a tough one for all of us. Even, I'm guessing, those big grown-ups out there. It's going to be a tough one because most of us are just like Iris. We want to teach them a lesson. We want to say, no, you can't do stuff like that. You need to stop being a bully. But what does Jesus want us to do? Well, no, he doesn't want us to ignore them. He wants us to pray for them. He wants us to show them love by loving them. And maybe they will in turn love someone else instead of being a bully. You think that's possible? Do you think it's going to be really hard work? Rowan, what do you think? Is it going to be really hard work to love somebody who's mean to you? Yeah, I can see on his face. He's like, yeah, that's not going to work very well. But that's what Jesus wants us to try really, really, really hard. So I'm going to give you a challenge. Uh-oh, here comes Josie's challenge. Are you ready for it? Natalie, are you ready for the challenge? During church today, I want you to think about somebody who's maybe not been so nice to you. Challenge for everyone out there as well. And when we come to the prayers at the end of our service or near the end, I want you to all think of that person and say a prayer for that person. You think you can do it? Bless you. All right, let's do that. Let's all go back to our seats and let's all think of somebody that we could pray for later. He can walk.
Would you please pray with me? Loving, gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of your word and the challenges that it brings. We pray that you would help mold us by your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Matthew 5, we have a series of Jesus teaching opportunities here where he's talking to the people. And he starts them out with, you heard it said this way, but I say to you. In other words, Jesus is reinterpreting, reinterpreting what people have been taught or what people think. Now today's, that's what he said, is love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And whenever I say that, you go? So love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Okay. That's hard. When Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, he means to love, put love into action. In other words, to be patient and kind, not envious or boastful, rude or proud, put others' person's best interest ahead of your own, and to forgive the wrongs others have done to you. I want you to go home this afternoon and take a look at 1 Corinthians 13. Because that's where that just came from. 1 Corinthians 13 is God's definition of love in action. I know you all thought that 1 Corinthians 13 was written for weddings, right? No. It's often in weddings because it's good for weddings. 1 Corinthians 13 was written for life. action of love. But is that how we act towards each other, towards our enemies? Is that even how we act towards our co-workers, our families, our friends? After all, too often, we treat those we love with greater hostility than the people we don't care about. The word for enemy here comes from the word for hate, and that is to not show love. Our enemies that we are to love can often be the kids who disobey, or the spouse who is unloving towards us, or a boss or a co-worker that tends to walk all over you. Your enemy doesn't have to be the one you're in a fist fight with. It could be the person sitting next to you right now who doesn't always treat you with loving kindness. I saw some smirks out there. So how do you treat them? With agape love? With that special love that would put their welfare above your own? Or do you seek to love only those who love you and to hurt those who've hurt you? After all, don't we often feel justified in our loveless actions towards others who have been loveless towards us? Isn't it right to seek justice for the sins of others? Now, do you really want justice? Really? Do you really want justice? Listen again. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You got to be a little more on the ball than that. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. If you love those who love you, what reward will that get you? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than any others? Do not even pagans do that? And then he sums it all up at the end in verse 48. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Be perfect. Well, that sure isn't me. And I would probably just make a broad statement that surely isn't us. And thank God that we don't get justice. God sent His Son, Jesus, to take on our sin on the cross. For all the evil and unrighteousness, which is all of us. God said this through words of Paul in the 5th chapter of Romans. He said, Christ died for the ungodly. God demonstrates His own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And today I thank God for being so unfair in loving us. You know, someone once said that the best way to destroy your enemy is to make him or her your friend. Came across this story about former baseball Red Sox baseball player Wade Boggs. How many remember Wade Boggs? He was a third baseman. And he used to hate to play at Yankee Stadium. Of course, Boston always used to hate to play at Yankee Stadium, right? Not because of the Yankees. They never gave him that much trouble. But because of a fan. The guy had a box seat close to the field, and when the Red Sox were in town, he would torment Boggs by shouting obscenities and insults at him. One day before the game, while Boggs was warming up, the fan began his typical routine, yelling, Boggs, you stink, you're a bum. Finally, Boggs decided he had had enough. He walked right over to the man, who was sitting in the stands with his friends and said, "Are you the guy who's always yelling at me?" And the guy says, "Yeah, it's me. What are you going to do about it?" So Wade Boggs took a new baseball out of his pocket, autographed it, and tossed it to the man and went back out into the field. The guy never yelled at him ever again. In fact, as the story goes, he became one of Boggs's biggest fans at Yankee Stadium. Now, you and I know that it won't always be that easy. Your enemy may not respond so well. You might struggle with bitterness in your own heart. Well, God doesn't say, like your enemies. He says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Oh, you're testing me. That's to show patience and kindness. To refuse to be envious and boastful, rude and proud. To put others' best interests before your own. And to forgive the wrongs others have done to you, to us. You know, and the really cool thing, is that when you choose to love and choose to do what is right, in spite of how you may feel, then more often than not, the feelings will follow. There's a woman who was separated from her husband and told her counselor, "All I want to do is to hurt him in the worst possible way. What can I do?" Well, this counselor, who wasn't a very good counselor, told her, "Compliment him, show him love and respect, be as nice to him as possible. And then, when he has every hope for reconciliation, when he thinks you love him and are devoted to him, then, boom, file for divorce." That's the way to hurt him the most. She returned 2 months later to report that she'd followed the counselor's advice. "Good," he said. "Now is the time to file for divorce." "Divorce?" the woman cried. "Never. I've fallen in love with a guy." Indeed, the best way to destroy your enemy is to make him or her your friend. And why should we do it? In the hopes that the other person will quit making life so miserable? That may happen, but then again, it may not. But you and I don't love our enemies and pray for those who hurt us for our own selfish gain, because we love because we have been first loved. We have loved because God loved us first. God didn't give us what we deserve. And like father and like sons and daughters, we don't give others what they deserve in thanks to God. This was a post on Facebook here a while back. "People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people may accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Do good anyway. Honesty and truth make you vulnerable. Be honest and truthful anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. When you spend years building, what you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. Give the world the best you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. But give the best you have anyway. Because if you give the best you have, you will truly be like your Father in heaven. Like father, like son, like daughter. as children of God, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the sons and daughters of your Father in heaven. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. Freed by God in Christ to live and love and serve, we pray for the Church, those in need, and all of God's beloved creation. Gracious God, you gather together people of faith in every time and in every place to be the risen body of Christ in the world. Enliven the church to nourish its members, to love the earth and to serve its neighbors, Lord, in your mercy. Creative God, you weave together the fabric of the universe, forests and fields. Bear the banner of your abundance. Give us wisdom and discernment to be good stewards, Lord, in your mercy. Sovereign God, you bless people with intelligence and compassion. Inspire citizens to raise up good leaders who seek peace and reconciliation among nations and who long to repair the world, Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, you house the homeless, free the captive, and heal the sick. Make our hands your hands in service to strangers and friends. We pray especially for Lisa, for Sue, for Gary, for Dave, for Anne, for Gay and Kathy, Lexin, Gordy and Carolyn, Christy, Mert, Lorraine, Eileen, Sean, Otto, Libby, Owen, Sam, family of Judith Perskin, the family and friends of Ray Millett, and all those that we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Welcoming God, you have given us to each other in this congregation. Make us glad to receive those you send to us and ready to receive their unique gifts and perspectives. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we give you thanks for the gift of quilts, for those things which are made with loving hands, sent out to bring warmth and shelter to those who may need it. We give you thanks for those who have made them, and we ask your blessing upon those who will use them. Lord, in your mercy. In every time and place, you raise up witnesses to testify to your love and tender mercy. We remember with thanksgiving all who made your world known, your word known in the world to us. Lord, in your mercy. Into your wide embrace, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your boundless mercy through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let's share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. Thank you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and gave it for them, broke it and gave it for them all to eat, saying, "This is my body, it's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord invites us to his table. So come, it's set for you. Carry the body of Christ given for you. Carry the body of Christ given for you. Lend the body of Christ given for you. Into the body of Christ given for you. Carry the body of Christ given for you. Nancy, the body of Christ given for you. Beth, the body of Christ given for you. Isaac, the body of Christ given for you. It's me. It's you. Dan, the body of Christ given for you. Amen.
This is
invite you to please stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace and His peace. Amen. And let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song, Take My Life That I May Be. I have to tell you that when we came to singing Take My Voice and Let Me Sing, it was a whole new meaning for me today. So anyway, just a few announcements. Darren, do you want to share a little update here?
In the bulletin, it says that we're going to be installing the new lights in the rest of the church today and tomorrow, but it lies. I got the information after Jane had already printed the bulletin that the lights, something got messed up in the shipping of them. So we'll be doing it next Sunday and Monday. I know it's the mission brunch, and they got confirmation later in the afternoon. So we'll just get done what we can in the after the brunch, and then see where we are from then and schedule other days. But any help next week would be great. So,
thank you, Darren. Say, when, Karen, when do the quilts go out? The 13th of October? Okay. Very good. They're beautiful, beautiful quilts. I hope someone took a picture of it today. Yes, there. I just always remark, think about the loving work that goes into it and how many different stages things take and how people go and take things home with them and all this type of stuff. So anyway, thank you. Thank you for all who your time and gifts and sweat and stuff that went into the making of those. On the back side here, This coming Sunday is our Mission Sunday on the 7th, and we'll be having a special young adult, Anna Moorhead, will be here. She's served in South Africa. When she was serving her year of Young Adults in Global Mission, she'll be with us this coming Sunday, and we'll be sharing the message and also sharing about Young Adults in Global Mission. That's next Sunday. There is a meal. Anybody want to say anything about the meal?
Everybody come.
Everybody come. Yeah, hey, looks good to me. Looks good to me. That's following worship for the mission brunch and conversation in that with Anna. Are there any other announcements that need to be lifted up? All right. Well, you're going to outshout me today. At least you better be able to. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.